got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
And I'll be honest, this could be one of the dumbest things I've ever done.
You do some dumb stuff.
But I feel like this could be a situation where some partners have found themselves in their relationship where their partner may have done something intentionally and has hurt the other one, and they don't understand why it's a big deal. My wife, her name's Jess as well, so wife Jess.
Yes.
I believe she's done something so genuinely awful that I've got her. She's on hold at the moment.
I can't believe you're doing this. She's growing your child.
I know. This is the thing. She's like 3 months
she's,
away.
She's busy building a human. Yes. She hasn't got time for this.
And you always say that I'm not allowed to get mad at her. Yeah. Not allowed to be frustrated. Not allowed to get angry. And I don't get angry a lot, but this one thing she did, it's so bad that I've got her now, Jess, so she can tell you what she's done.
This is horrible.
Because I think for once, you'll be on my side.
Okay, all right.
Because I think this breaks the trend.
I just want to let everyone know that I'm already on your wife, Jess's side. So,
she joins us now. Hello, my beautiful darling wife. Jess, how are you going?
Hello. I'm great. I can't believe I'm here, but
How's little Hugo Bolch doing, Jess?
His name isn't Hugo.
Doing so good. Okay, doing good.
So my wife, Jess, you're 29 weeks pregnant this week, so we're both very excited. Yeah. But why have I got you to come on the show? Because Jess says I'm not allowed to be mad at you, work Jess, that is. What did you do on Saturday when I was out raising money for kids at a charity event?
Oh, you absolute dog.
Okay, well, aside from deep cleaning the whole house while you were doing that and not making you clean anything, I did take the protective plastic off the dishwasher little like control thing that has been on there for a few months.
This brand new dishwasher, Jess, Radio Jess. We spoke about it on the show.
I said, wanting to do that for months.
Brand new.
He's mentioned it once to me when we first got it. He mentioned it once and was like, oh, I want to take this off. And I was like, no, let's just leave it on. Like, we're renting. It'll be fine. And he must have been like secretly like peeling it and everything. And on Saturday, I was like, this just looks tacky now. I just need to take it off. So I just took it off. And then he's caused the biggest fuss about it. Out of everything that he could get funny about, the thing that he's mentioned once is this. Yeah, anyway.
Jess, I love you so much. You know, you're a good friend of mine. And I'm usually on your side. I'm usually on your side for everything. Anything that Tim says, I'm like.
You said, I'm not allowed to be angry at my pregnant wife.
And
I said,
I had
the one thing that I think I have.
This is unforgivable. you can never put the film back on that.
I wasn't even there to watch it.
Oh, that would have been so. Was it super satisfying, Jess?
Really, really satisfying. I'm not going to lie.
She's rubbing it in.
I did enjoy it. And look, I did think of Tim for like a second while I was doing it. And I was like, oh, he'll be right. There's plenty more things that you can do in the future when we get
It's okay
more
that she cheated on you because she was thinking of you while it was happening.
I was going to say, if someone's just joined in, it sounds like you've absolutely cheated on me. But no, it was just taking off the protective wrap of the dishwasher that I'd very much said that I really would like to do. Didn't even film it.
You may be bringing new life into this world, Jess, but that doesn't make you any less of a dog, mate. I'm so sorry.
Oh, man.
No, I love you. I love you, hun. Thank you so much for helping me out with work. I'll see you when I get home if you're still there, okay?
I'm probably not going to be.
Okay. All right. Well, I've got to go. I've got another phone call to make, surprisingly, to the same person.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
This is an interesting kind of thought process because I see no problem with what I'm about to talk about.
Okay.
But there's a point where it becomes weird.
All right.
How long after leaving out a glass of water on the bench will you go back and still drink out of it?
Oh, unless there's something floating in it, it's going in my gulp.
Because it can't go bad.
Yeah, no, but it can go stale.
It's water, mate.
Yeah, but it has that like taste, you know? You asked me.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about then.
You know the one.
It's like you got caramel stuck in your teeth.
You know when you take a sip of something, you're like, oh, what's that?
But water can't go bad.
What vessel is it in?
Let's say glass.
Okay, just an open container. Open container. Glass.
Obviously, things can fall into it and change the consistency or change, like, if there's like that, you know how you look at your TV and you run your finger across it and you go, why am I living in dirt?
Yeah.
What's happening?
Yep. So obviously, it's called dust.
Yeah, if you left it out there for long enough, probably some of that
would accumulate.
But would you give me, like, okay, I'll give you a set of days and you tell me when you'd stop going back to it.
Sure.
So one day.
Yeah, no, I'd go back to it after a day.
2 days.
Yep.
Three.
Three, I'd be like, oh.
Five.
When did I pour this?
Five. So you poured it on a Monday and it's now Friday.
Yeah, no, I'd be like, fresh glass. Because I don't want that taste.
Thank you for that. 5223295. This is purely personal opinion.
Yeah.
How long would you continue to go back to the same glass of water?
I had a glass of water because I forgot my drink
bottle.
Oh, here
we go. Strap in for this. I had a glass of water once. Money bags.
I forgot my drink bottle last week.
Oh, no.
So I had a glass of water that I took out of the K-Rock kitchen and I filled it with water and then I left it on my desk.
Yes.
And then I just kept refilling it all week and I didn't wash the glass in between. I just kept refilling it. Is that dirty? Because that was
bad
all
to the bone. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
I didn't think there was anything wrong with it.
Okay. Well, I would like to get some different opinions.
Okay.
Because I honestly, if I know that I poured the glass, it could be been of there for 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
If I know that no one else has meddled
with
it.
What if your dog Remy gets in there and you don't know? She's just like... And then you take
Thank
a sip
you.
And you're like...
Oh, she's about knee height. So, you know, her getting up onto the counter, growing fingers and then getting a glass, taking it back for a sip. I think that's pretty unlikely. So that's, but that's just me. I don't want to speak on behalf of everyone else. 52232955. How long will you leave out a glass of water and continue to drink it? Just before we get to some people that have called through, he was just saying goodbye, but we're going to get him to miss his train. Chappie from the digital team. Any video you see on the K-Rock Instagram, Facebook.
His hot little fingers have touched it.
Yep, you can blame him, applaud him.
Definitely blame.
Yep. Now, Chappie, I was asking this to you when you were saying goodbye. You have quite an interesting take on this. What did you say to me while Jess was answering the phones?
Well, once it gets to room temperature, like, it's no good.
Chappie's got one of those fancy fridges.
Oh, no way.
Not a fancy fridge. We've got drink bottles.
Okay.
And, like, jugs always in the fridge.
Oh, okay. So once I thought you had, like, an ice machine in your fridge.
It's
just
like a constant cycle of cold water.
No, I keep all of my drink bottles in the fridge, too.
So
I don't want to drink at room temperature.
Once it's room temp, you can turf it.
And you both have... Oh, wow. We are speaking about the fine and mighty here. All right, Chappie. Well, thank you very much for that. We'd hate for you to miss your personalised carriage home tonight.
I think actually King Charles borrowed the carriage off
nice.
Of Chappie.
No, that's nice. Shelley from St. Albans Park has given us a call. Shelley, what's your limit? How long would you go back to a glass of water after you've poured it?
I would go back that day, that is it. But it has to be fresh water, can't be tap water. It's got to be bottled or nothing at all.
Draw the line at the tap.
Yep.
So you don't drink the water out in St. Albans Park?
Nah. Oh, no way.
But
you won't get me drinking tap water.
It doesn't go bad. It's just water.
I can't taste the difference between tap water and bottled water. As long as it's chilly, with it.
I can taste it. I've got to have the bottled water or nothing at all. And it's got to be chilled temperature. It can't be room temperature or anything like that.
So many stipulations.
Shelley, you've just joined
the H2O royal family that consists of Jess and Chappie from the digital team. This is very, very la-di-da. Eva from Geelong has also given us a call. Eva, how long would you be letting a glass of water out and still going back to it for a drink?
Howdy. All right. So my theory is it really just depends on, like, self-care wise, like, how much do you hate yourself? do you have it in you to get up and, like, get a cold glass of water, you know, like, put a little lemon, ginger, or are you just accepting the bare minimum? And also, I don't know, I'm a bit of a grotty girl, like myself, you know, like 5 second rule kind of turns for like a minute, like that kind of vibe.
But you draw the line at water.
but my theory is, it's winter. We need to increase our immunity. And, like, even if theoretically, said glass of water is, like, been there for yonks, got bacteria in it.
Yeah.
Like, who's saying that bacteria isn't, like, the kombucha probiotic shit?
Yeah. Sorry. All right. There we go. Caleb from Thompson, finish us off here. Caleb, how long are you going back to that glass of water after you poured it?
I'd disregard the glass and go straight for the tap.
Oh, you're drinking straight from the tap.
Yeah, I'll put my head down and I'll go.
Shelley won't even drink out of her tap in St. Albans Park in a glass. Are you going straight out of the tap?
Yep, I'll happily do it. I don't care.
How about out of the hose in the garden? Yeah. Do you just stick the end of the hose in your mouth or...?
Well, I've been doing it for over 30 years, so I'm still alive.
All right, we'll send you to Shelley's place. So you can test the water for her, Caleb. Whistling the way home,
listening to something. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955. The newly renovated Lara Sporting Club is now open. Book now. Direct from krock.com.au. The latest news. The latest fashion. This is what's trending.
I love reality TV.
If you want to go to Europe, but you don't want to spend potentially 30 hours on a plane, there is discussion of a two-hour flight from Sydney to London. You'd have to go to zero G. So
two hours?
Yeah, 2 hours. So it's slightly less.
What's zero G?
So zero G is essentially going so high into the atmosphere, the gravity no longer affects you. So there's zero gravity.
Right.
And then you go high. That means less resistance for the plane, get you there sooner, and then you come back down into the atmosphere, land.
Okay, dumb question here. Don't judge me. But so you go up, right?
Yep.
We go out of the gravity.
Yep.
Does the world keep turning and we stay still? And then we drop down into London? Is that how it works?
No.
Okay.
Because the time difference between Australia and London, it would take the same amount. Like, we'd have to wait that amount. You're not just going to go up and float and be like, all right, well, we'll just wait for London to pass by.
No, because it'll be, instead of going, like, across, we would go up and the world would keep turning.
Just because you leave the atmosphere doesn't mean you can still move.
Yeah.
The whole point is you go there so there's no resistance so you can travel faster.
Yeah.
Because when you're in gravity, the forces of the Earth are pulling
you
down.
But then the Earth keeps moving.
The Earth is always moving, Jess.
Yeah, I'm aware of that.
But what's the point in going up and stopping and waiting for
London
to...
No, I didn't say
that is exactly what you said.
No, I said we go up, and then by the time we come down, the Earth's moved fast enough that we can drop straight into London.
No. So, because hypothetically, in that scenario, which I've already said would take 2 hours, there's a longer than a two-hour time difference between Sydney and London.
Yeah, I know that much, but we're going up into zero gravity.
Yeah, but that doesn't change time.
It does, though, because as you go up, you turn. The world turns.
Yes, at the same rate it always does.
Yeah, but we're going faster.
I'm concerned you need to go back to school. You're genuinely speaking nonsense. So you go up and then you get out of the atmosphere.
Yes. Yeah.
Come back down.
Yeah.
So it's a two-hour trip. So you don't go up and wait. You're not sitting there going, all right, well...
I didn't say we were waiting, but is it because of the way the world's turning that we're that fast?
Oh, this is hard. We need Dr. Carl.
we need
Dr. Carl.
Dr. Carl, where are you?
If we could unfreeze Dr. Carl for tomorrow's show, that'd be genuinely I don't know if I have the comprehension to be able to walk you through it. Unfortunately, it is so
Forget it. I'll never understand it. London, two-hour flight. Great. Happy days.
But there's so many details I've run out of time to say. We still need some technology, but it's in motion. All right. I'll just never bring that up again. Do not have the time.
You try to ask a question of a friend. I thought this was a friendly space.
Mate. Okay, we're going to spell some names up next. We do it every single Tuesday. Let's pretend like this never, ever happened.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Sam Smith. I'm not here to make friends or keep them either. It is 4:15, Tim and Jess for the drive home here on K-Rock 955. Now, if you're regular listeners or you're new to the show, welcome. So happy to have you here. Tuesday, we spell names. After what's just happened 5 minutes ago.
We're a team.
Yeah, mate, I almost went you full just, baby talk to you to you, describe space.
You ask a friend about zero gravity and then your friend doesn't answer
okay.
you.
So, again, we're going to try and get Dr. Carl on.
Yes.
Because I can't either. Can't right now. But what I can do is try and spell names every single Tuesday here on K-Rock.
Spell my name, spell my name.
Something multicultural.
Something that's a mouthful.
Baby, spell my name.
Spell my name, spell my name.
We think we can guess it.
If not, we'll be stressing. Let us spell your name.
Yes, 52232955. If you have a name, we are going to spell it. Don't look at me like that.
I'm not looking at you any other way than what you deserve. Jess.
19 names spelled correctly.
Yes, finally, we're finally on the same page of how many names we've spelled correctly. 80 is the goal for the end of 2023, so we would love to spell your name. We have not been good. I'm going to get out on the front foot with this. Even we were speaking to Benny Rogers from Workday earlier. His son's name is Joey, and you asked him if it was the J-O-E-Y spelling or the J-O-E spelling, like where you emphasize the E.
Tell me Joey is not...
What about Jawoo? You can go Jawee. Okay. Jacinta in Geelong, you've called up. Whose name do you want us to spell?
Tyler.
Tyler.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Tyler. Is that your son, Jacinta, or?
Pardon?
Is that your son?
No, that's my partner.
Your partner. Partner.
Okay. I think it's T-Y-L-A-H.
No.
Damn.
Is it T-I-L-E-R?
No, it's not.
Okay. That's what she hung up.
That's more of a... profession. Is he a Tyler? How do we spell Tyler's name?
Just T-I-Y-L-E-R.
Oh, so I was close. I was very close.
Jacinta and I don't agree.
I was
on that.
One letter off.
That's a very unique way to spell it. When he introduced himself to you, was it in person, or did you see it on like a dating app and you thought, that's a bit different? Yeah, good chats. just classic back and forth between Jacinta and I. That's all right.
You're so good with listeners.
I could work at a call center. You want rapport on the phone? Come to me.
52232955.
Yep.
Give us a call. If you've got a name, we're going to try and spell it.
Yep. Red Hot Chili Peppers. Under the bridge. It is 3:53. Tim and Jess for the drive home here on K-Rock 955. We are trying to spell names on the radio today, but in the songs we're still arguing about gravity and why it shouldn't apply in certain situations.
It doesn't make any sense, Tim.
We'll
and
get
I'm so upset
like
about
I
it.
Keep saying, we'll get Dr. Carl on the show hopefully tomorrow. We'll send him the audio of your breakdown on air from 20 minutes ago about a zero gravity flight.
It wasn't a breakdown. I was asking a friend a question, and I mean, stuff me for thinking a friend would come into my help.
I can't describe what you need described to you. By the way, we're spelling names today.
Spell my name, spell my name.
Something multicultural.
Something that's a mouthful.
Baby, spell my name.
Spell my name, spell my name.
We think we can guess it.
If not, we'll be stressing. Let us spell your name.
Spell my name every single Tuesday. We offer what is technically the most inclusive game in radio, because if you have a name, no matter age, income, whoever you may be, you are eligible for us to try and spell your name.
We've spelled 19 names correctly for this year.
Today we're getting our 20th, and we'll officially be a quarter of the way onto our goal of 80 for the year.
52232955. Keep the calls coming. We've got Claudia in Belmont.
Claudia, is that how we say your name?
No.
How do we say your name?
Claudia.
Right. One more time. One more time.
Claudia.
Claudia.
I don't think there's a D in there, darling.
Well, you spell it then, Timmy.
Can you say it slow for us, please?
Claudia.
Keep the calls coming, 52232955. We are going to get our 20th name today.
C-H-L-O-D-I-A.
Not even close.
Oh, okay. Damn.
K-L-O-D-I-A.
No.
I'm
let down too, Claudia. How do we spell it?
K-L-A-U-D-I-J-A.
J-A.
We're definitely not hearing the J.
Secret
That's
J.
That's a stunning name. What's its origin?
Thank you. Croatian.
Croatian.
Sounded Croatian.
Nice.
Yeah.
Jess is Macedonian, so I think she has a hesitation to spell Croatian names because, you know, she hates the Balkans.
I'm sorry. How dare you?
Thank you.
All from the Balkans,
yes,
Jim.
Thank you very much. Keep the calls coming. 52-232-955. That's a difficulty rating of 5.
Yeah,
I would say
that's not fair.
I really am thrown by what's been happening for the last 20 minutes.
Do you think you've
and
been
the Croatian name has really just completely wiped me out. Like, I feel like I was standing on the edge of the breakwater and a wave has just completely knocked
me off and
I'm drowning.
I know you wanted to get
drowning.
Your 20th, but maybe we just call it here for
I'm
today.
I'm happy to give up.
Yeah, good.
The show? Are we done for the day?
No, we've still got 2 hours to go, baby.
I bet it's going to feel like more.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Just a few weeks ago we saw something. I think collectively we all got excited as a community, even though we're not necessarily super fans of sequels of movies. This one in particular, because of the time difference, we're all about.
20 years from the original movie, a Dodgeball 2 has been announced that it's in the works.
Yeah, so first Dodgeball film, if you haven't seen it, Vince Vaughn, Ben Stiller, very funny comedy movie.
Became a cult classic very quickly.
I haven't watched it in a long time.
Yeah.
So it's probably got like some of those really problematic jokes, all those things. But, you know, at the time, very popular movie.
So Vince Vaughn is the only one that's currently been announced as signed on for sure. He's going to be helping produce the movie. He wrote the sequel. He's got the plot in his head.
And essentially the first movie was he owned a gym. They needed to get money. Dodgeball was a game that they could play where if you win the grand prize, they would win enough money to save the gym. And I'm not going to spoil the story. But
a true underdog story, Tim.
Absolutely. You and I have been talking off air about this for probably 2 weeks now. And we think we've figured out something that could be lots of fun and what I believe to be an easy win for you and I.
Well, the initial conversation was, okay, if we were going to play anyone in Dodgeball, who could we easily beat?
Tom Lingy. Look, don't get me wrong. Tom, he is a flexible man.
Very,
for a 40-year-old.
Unbelievably flexible.
Very flexible, very wiry. Cameron Ling, premiership captain.
Yeah, okay,
AFL
he's the athlete of the team.
Also fell over on the sidewalk and busted his leg open. So I'm not too worried about... And his bones are half metal anyway from his injuries.
I'm a little bit worried about Log.
Log is the
wild card. She's got that like Wog fiery bit to her.
She could be the most dangerous player on the team, but also...
I think she's going to be their secret weapon.
I think there is... you wouldn't not put money on her crying in the corner.
And these are the conversations Tim and I have been having for the last few weeks. Mm-hmm. And so we thought, let's throw down the challenge.
Yeah.
Tom, Lingy, Loggy, do you guys want to play some dodgeball?
Yep. We've roped Benny Rogers from Workdays to be on our team.
Teams are even.
To be fair, I'm not sure he knows he's fully on our team because I yelled at him and
he's not going to want to be on Tom, Lingy and Loggy's team.
No. So, and Ben's a tall man. He's very fit. He's training for a marathon. Perfect specimen
to get
on the team.
We've got our Lingy.
Yes, he is the Cameron Ling, except he didn't recently fall over because of some slight uneven ground.
Yes.
So, yeah, we're throwing down the challenge. So we'll send this to Tom, Lingy and Loggy.
If they accept, I believe we've got everything's arranged if they say yes.
You're cowards if you don't show up.
Yeah, basically. Consider the gauntlet thrown down.
Yep, there you go. Doesn't sound as tough. Now that we're saying it out loud, this challenge is not like, oh, I can't believe
we're
going to
throw some balls at you. Look out.
But no, so game on is what I would say. Looking forward to hearing your response tomorrow.
Goodbye. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Tim and Jess. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.